This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar. Is today going to be the date when the Nifty hits, crosses 20,000 mark and maybe makes a dash for its all-time high levels of 20,222 that it made on 15th of September? Well, yesterday, the Nifty had a late surge and crossed the 19,900 mark, putting us very close, just about 1.65% away from our all-time high levels. But on an adjusted basis, the Nifty closed at 19,889, 11 points shy of 19,900. But this morning, the GIFT Nifty suggesting another positive start. Currently, the GIFT Nifty, at least at about 7 o'clock, 7:30, was suggesting a start with a gain of about 90-odd points. So that should push us closer to the 20,000 mark. In fact, November has been fabulous for our markets. Nifty has gained 4.25%. The mid-cap index has gained 8.75%. The global cues are directionally positive. The Dow, the S&P 500, all closing with gains of about 0.1-0.2%. No big gains, slim gains for sure, but directionally it's a positive. Fed Governor Christopher Wallace has also raised hopes that perhaps we are at the end of the tightening policy. He said the monetary policy is currently well positioned to slow the US economy and bring inflation back down, which position the markets well for the next FOMC meeting scheduled on 12th to 13th of December. The November expiry is tomorrow. The Indian state elections verdict is out on Sunday. In terms of flows, the FI's net bought 784 crore, the DII's net bought 1,324 crore in the cash market. So both the provisional figures are a buy by DII's and FIIs, totaling up to about 2,000 crore rupees. In terms of news, hospital chain Aster DM, they're going to be selling a controlling a majority stake in their Gulf business to a regional investment group for about $1 billion. They will be selling a 65% stake and they will be selling it to a private equity firm called Fajr Capital. And this has been long in the making. I think it was about a year-long sale process. And Aster DM, as CNBC TV 18 reported yesterday, they will be selling their Gulf business to an investor group for $1 billion. $1 billion in terms of a total value. So that's the first stock keep on your radar. Apart from that, Zomato, where we learned there is going to be a block deal where Alipay will look to sell 29.6 crore shares, that's 3.4% stake, at a price of 111.28. Again, 3.4% equity at a price of 111.28, where they will raise close to about $400 million. And after this, there is a 90-pay lockup for Alipay. Siemens reported their numbers, good set of numbers, top line up 25%, margins expand 100 basis points, profits are up 50%. PCBL, Philips Carbon Black, they have acquired 100% stake in Aqua Farm for 3,800 crore rupees, which they will fund via internal accruals and an external fundraise. This will mark the company's foray into global specialty segments of water treatment chemicals and oil and gas chemicals, according to DAM Capital. They're saying strategically this deal further reduces PCBL's tire industry concentration and should reduce the associated volatility, and therefore it's a key positive. So these are some stocks you should keep on your radar. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.